This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
And welcome to the Ashley Webster Experience. Today we're talking boxing, and we're very lucky to have Gennady Golovkin. Triple G, you know him. He's going to be fighting the IBF middleweight championship fight. This guy is truly remarkable. I was looking at your amateur record, Gennady. 345-5. Thank you for being here and joining us on this podcast. But I want to go way back to a little boy growing up. I guess in what would now be, what, Kazakhstan?
Yes, I'm from Kazakhstan, yeah. Hi, everyone.
There you go. Great to have you here. Tell me, there's a story out there, and I saw this online, that you had brothers that would go around picking fights with people, but they didn't do the fighting. You did the fighting for them. Is that true?
Oh, this is not true. Seriously. Where you find this information? It is not true.
That your brothers went around in your hometown?
Yeah, I have a twin brother.
Yes.
You know, just he protects me, you know, every time, you know.
But it said you were starting young, from like 8, 9 years old.
Yes.
That's true?
That's true, yeah. You know, we stay from maybe a little bit younger, like in kindergarten, because I feel him like left arm and right arm, you know, just like together.
True twins.
Yeah, true twins, yeah.
Were you fighting a lot when you were a kid?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Well, I mean, yeah, but you, did you even all the way back then think to yourself, this is what I want to do for a career, for a living?
No, I love it soccer, I love it tennis, I love it basketball, you know. Of course, I'm never thinking about, like, boxing or UFC, like MMA sport, no.
Right, no. Well, so how did you go down that path? How did you get into boxing, and at what age did you realize, this is what I'm going to do?
I mean, probably like 9 years old.
That's very young.
Like
that's young.
10 years old, you know, just I remember like my first... first visit to boxing club, just my older brother said, hey, maybe you try boxing. I said, no, I like soccer. He said, look, all your friends, he going to soccer club. You know, this is similar like a soccer club. Just everybody's coming. If you like soccer, please go. Play soccer. You know, just I going with to boxing gym, play soccer. And
why boxing over soccer?
I don't know. I don't have...
You like to hit people?
Little bit.
the fists sometimes are faster than the feet.
Sometimes.
So who did you have idols at that time in the boxing world? Who did you like?
Of course, I watch a lot of fights, you know, history fights and like legends. Of course, like Muhammad Ali. Just yeah. I like more my division, like middleweight division. Just
right.
I don't know why. I just understand because, you know, power and speed like together. Mm. Like Marvin Hagler, Sugar Ray Leonard, like, you know, Manson, like, you know. Just I saw a couple fights, Sugar Ray Robinson. Oh, this
fantastic!
It's fantastic. It's a little bit, you know, too much. You know, he's so good.
So, who came to you when you were young and said, "You, Gennady, you are the one. You've got talent, and I'm going to help you get there."
Nobody.
No one.
Nobody. Mm. I stay not big talent. Just my brother, my twin brother. He looked much better than me. You know, looks strong. Looks, you know, like he's. His boxing style is much better. I look like a, you know, street fighter. That's it.
But how did you get to the next step then? How did you go from this young kid who liked to box to, you know, suddenly thinking this is a career?
Because I'm 15 minutes older. That's it.
That's,
you know,
it.
Just one guy going to World Cup, one guy going to Olympic Games, like, you know.
All right.
She said, okay, you older me. Okay, you're first. That's it.
So who was your coach back then? Back, you know, now you're like, you've grown up a little bit more. You're in your teens. Did you have a coach that really worked with you?
Yes. I had big experience with coaches. You know, just I respect one coach from Kazakhstan. He's very good, you know, teacher. not mm-hmm. boxing teacher, just pedagogue, you know, like he's a very good teacher. He very helped me.
What did your parents think about you doing boxing?
Oh, right now I understand. I understood. Oh, it's horrible. And before he said, hey, maybe like, gee, maybe you stay in soccer club, you know, or because everybody's going to soccer club, you know, like different people. Really, just, you know, maybe you try tennis because different people.
So what did they say when you became successful, won lots of money and won titles? Did you say to them, told you so?
You know, no, I do not understand. Just, you know, I stay in boxing club. Just, I think, okay, maybe this is my last time. This is my last time. And I beat anybody, just, you know, like beat these guys who are going different, you know, city. I beat everybody, yep. You know, just like again, again, and again. I don't know why, just, and I stay again in boxing.
You had two brothers, if I'm reading this right, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but they joined the Soviet Army. Is that correct?
I don't. This is not true.
It's not
just
true.
Just believe me. This is not true. I don't want talking like big history. This is not true. This is 100% not true.
Wonder why that's out there.
I mean, I don't know who is bringing to, I don't know, from to internet or like,
yes,
nobody. You know, just which people, you know, just, this is not true.
Yeah.
Don't believe this.
Don't believe everything you read on the internet because it's just not right.
Just listen. Nobody knows me. Like, nobody knows my story. Nobody, like, just, you know, oh, maybe, or ask, I don't know, like neighbors or something. Not neighbors, mm-hmm. like, you know, people like. This is not true.
So what is it that people don't know that you think people should know?
I don't know. Just I'm a regular guy. Just, you know, just nobody tell me like a regular. Everybody like, you know, oh, you very dangerous guy. You very, you know, like different, you know, different person. You know, like nobody want just normally interview with me. You know, just I don't know why.
Because you're a boxing champion, do people come up to you and think, oh, you think you're all tough and, you know,
no,
kind of
I know
confront
why, because
you?
I am, because my English is terrible. You know, I need teacher. No, my son, he said, oh, daddy, please, go to school with me.
It's a lot better than my Russian, I'll just say that for sure. Yeah. How long did you stay in Kazakhstan?
You know, just 2000, probably like 22 years.
22 years, yeah. That you've been in the United States, or you were 22 when you left?
No, I stayed in Kazakhstan, yeah, after 22 years.
So now you live in Los Angeles.
Yes.
How different is that to your life?
Completely different. Just trust me, just completely different. You know, just, I don't want to tell, you know, it's good or bad. It's not.
Yeah,
it's,
no, it's just different.
You know, it's life, you know, like different world, different people, you know, just so nice. I'm very enjoying my time, my life.
Talk to me about your first professional fight. Do you remember that? And
of course.
And how did it go? And you know, what do your memories tell you?
I remember
you?
So easy. Just, I don't know, just, I remember people give me a couple of rounds. I said, no, I don't want a couple of rounds. I want to beat him.
Right.
Like that.
Just say, bring him on.
You have,
yeah.
You have more wins than anyone else in amateur history.
Yeah, right. No, I had good amateur career and a lot of fights. And I know this job. I know this work. You know, just I know how, what I know what I need.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't that different when you went pro.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about. I guess the pronunciation. I'm not great again. Is it Canelo Alvarez?
Canelo. Yeah.
You've fought him twice,
yes.
Now, and you'd like a third, but that just hasn't happened because he just got stripped, did he not, of his title because he wasn't fighting anyone. I guess that's how it worked out. But you fought to a draw and you lost on points, I believe, to him in the two previous fights.
Right.
Is he the one guy you'd like to get back into the ring with right now?
Of course. Of course. This is a huge deal, like, maybe biggest deal for us.
And you thought you were going to fight him next month, didn't you, in September?
Yes. You know, in the Mexican Independence, Mexican
yes,
Day.
Yes, yes.
September 14 or 15.
Right, right.
You know, just he's not coming. He said, no, just I'm ready. I want this fight. You know, I told you this is the biggest deal for us. A lot of money, you know, like so many. Just, it's good for my business. I don't know why he think it's bad for his business. You know,
maybe, I can't imagine.
Is he afraid?
No, not afraid. Nobody afraid. You know, because maybe he understands more. He wants to stay with belts. You know, more like long time, because you know this is like he feel like a champion. You know, he doesn't want a real test.
Have you spoken to him or no?
No.
But because of that, the title of the IBF, the middleweight title, is now vacant. That's what you're going to fight for, and you're going to fight a guy whose last name has 28 letters in it.
Right.
Sergei
Derevyanchenko.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's a good pronunciation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See, you speak very well.
It's Russian.
So you're going to, when are you fighting him? Late October, November?
October 5th.
October 5th.
Yeah.
And the winner of that takes the IBF title, is that correct?
I think so. If we come both 160 pounds, yes.
Right.
If we lose weight, no.
Interesting. So, a lot on the line for that fight, though. And then maybe you can get back to Alvarez, because he'll want to, I assume, want to come back and win that belt back. So maybe you will get that fight.
Maybe. Nobody knows. You know, this is business. You know, so one day you wake up like, okay, I'm ready. Second day, you're not ready. You know, third day, your wife said, maybe not, maybe yes, maybe not. Just this is life. Come on, guys.
You going to knock him out or no?
No, this is tough fight. You know, both, like, very good, like, boxing quality, like, first-class quality. At least it's coming to ring. It's just only like a punch. It's very, of course, easy said, yes, of course, I beat him. No. I understood like my situation. He understand his situation. It's very tough fight. You know, just trust me. This boxing. This is dangerous sport. Just one punch change life. Not change fight. You know, it's just change life. You know, both like animals like coming to ring. You know, both professional athletes.
Yes,
coming to ring. This is dangerous.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. You seem pretty humble, pretty modest. There's a lot of boxers out there. If you want to go all the way back to Muhammad Ali, they trash talked. They love to get into the head of their opponent. You're not one of those.
I like speak like true. You know, I am a very true guy. You know, just I don't like fake. You know, I don't want like, oh, I like that. I have this, miss. Like, no, it's not for me.
So when you have the weigh-in, you don't go for all those antics where you, you know, or at the, even at the start of the fight when the referee, you know, is telling you the do's and the don'ts. Sometimes you see some boxers trying to intimidate the opponent. You're just all business.
Yeah, you know, of course I'm ready. Of course I know how this is. First of all, for me, boxing, this is sport. This is not just business. This is sport. I respect boxing. I respect, I'm a huge fan. I'm a big fan, you know, for boxing. You know, I want real guys. I know, I respect real champions. That's it.
Do you think boxing is making a comeback? I don't know if it ever was not popular, but there has been so many divisions and a lot of wrangling that it's turned some people off. But people just love to see really talented people box.
Exactly. You know, right now, I look, last couple of years, boxing, like, lose boxing, like, you know, situation, like, boxing position, like, good position. Right now we have good, you know, TV, like DAZN.
Yes.
DAZN. Everybody's coming to DAZN right
now. That's a streaming service.
Streaming. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now just is number one, like streaming TV, DAZN. You know, so many people, so many champions, so many, like, you know, everybody, like tough guys coming to DAZN, like best people from boxing coming to DAZN, you know, like this biggest chance for us right now, bring boxing position back.
You signed a contract with them.
Yeah, I signed, of course.
They pay really good money. I mean, millions and millions. Which brings me to my next question is, are you good with your money? Are you, because there is a temptation, you read stories all the time of successful athletes who blow all their money on cars and houses and God knows what else. Are you good with your money?
You know, just I need not a lot of money. Just for my family, for my kids. That's it.
That's it. No, no big Rolls Royce or anything like that.
I had before.
There you go. Excellent.
You have to have something. No, I don't buy this.
You got a job. You got a big mansion in LA with swimming pools.
In LA, very expensive life. You know, just
yes.
And
yes,
I love it. My family. I love it. My, you know, my stuff.
Does your wife come to all your fights? And
no, never.
Never.
Why not? Never.
Why not?
Come on, this is my business. This is not your business.
Does your family? Does your parents or your brothers?
Only my brother.
And why not anyone else?
Because it's my business.
What about your kids?
Of course, no.
Would you want them to fight?
Of course, no.
You have a.
You don't want them to fight, but it's okay for you.
Of course, no.
Why?
Because my kids have different life, you know, different situation, you know, just. He's more smart, you know. He speaks like he knows four languages, you know.
Wow.
He, like new generation, you know.
Oh, but
he's
not
like me.
But he watches his dad.
I'm old school.
But you're his idol, so there might come a day where he's going to say, "Dad, I love what you do, and I want to try that." What would you tell him?
You know, of course, you know, I like his situation, you know. He stays more smart, you know. He has like smart friends, you know. Like right now, it's a different life, you know.
Yes.
For him and for me, he not understand, you know, like situation. Just my side, I like only like this, like 100% like this. He said, no, maybe we try like that or like this, you know. Just because so smart.
How old are you, Gennady? How old are you?
37.
So, at what point do you think? I mean, do you look down the road and think, is there a number when you say, I don't want to be boxing after this age? Or are you just going to keep going until you don't feel good?
Not yet, because right now I feel good. Just I didn't lose my power. I didn't lose my speed. You know, just my everything is the same like 10 years ago. Right now I feel I have more, much better position. Boxing, you know, just I have a name. I have a sponsor. I have a partners. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a new idea. For future, you know,
a new idea for the future. Are you not going to tell us?
Nobody
that?
Knows.
Nobody knows.
Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. This is boxing. Man. This is a dangerous sport.
Yeah, it is a dangerous sport. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. Your style, has it changed over the years, or do you have the same kind of technique and same strategy as you've always had?
Yeah, right now I have a different coach. You know, like I bring new coach. Mm. He bring new styling, you know, just like a bonus. I'm not changed 100%. Just I feel I take all my style with me. And just he bring a little bit, show me a couple different situations, a couple like new. I think I show my boxing fans, you know, October 5th in Garden.
So you never been knocked out before?
Never.
Why? What makes you?
Why you ask me?
Well, it's how rare
ask
is
the
it
other guys?
How rare is it that a boxer's never been knocked out before?
Yeah, I think it's good answer. You know, just thinking my genetics, thanks my parents. You know, just I who support me. You know, who bring like I don't know, like healthy life.
Your bones are just stronger than everyone.
You got
else.
A strong jaw.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I mean,
come on.
You know. I mean, I guess you must be quick enough that they haven't been able to land that punch.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah,
I'm not thinking about it seriously. Just,
I mean, obviously, you never go into the ring thinking, God, I wonder if they're going to get knocked out today. Yeah.
So, who's the best boxer of all time in your view?
I can't say because, you know, different weight, different people, different, you know, just I can't say this guy or. This guy, because everybody is different, you know, different size, like southpaw, right, you know, like orthodox, like, you know, short, tall, fat, you know, just everybody's changed. I like middleweight division because so many heroes, so many people, like legends, stay like close to middleweight division, like Marvin Hagler, I don't know, like Hearns, Manson, like, I don't know, Sugar Leonard, Sugar Robinson,
yeah.
You know, like heavyweight division, like Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, somebody like, come on.
Yeah.
I can't because everybody's different. You know, Allah, I like, you know, a couple like Floyd Mayweather. He's phenomenal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really. I like, you know, Manny Pacquiao. He speed like 40 years old.
Oh,
he's
incredible.
Like, incredible. You know, like Roy Jones before, like, you know, so many people. Like, come on, guys.
Do you get nervous or are you so hyped up that obviously there's a big build up to a fight.
Mm-hmm.
You train hard.
Mm-hmm.
You get in the ring, the crowd's there, the lights are on, there's the announcer shouting into the PA system. Are you poised to go? Is there any, I mean, is the adrenaline just flowing through you at that point?
Maybe a little bit, because you understand it's dangerous and you want to fight. You know, you want to... This is like, I don't know, like... You understand this is dangerous and this time very important for you. Let's go. Let's do it.
Like cautiously excited, but you understand there's fear involved too.
You know, this is like a, you know, hunting. If you're going to hunt yourself, first shot, you know, you not understand. You, after a couple of times, you know what you want.
Right. Like, you're 37 years old. You're in incredible shape. How often do you train? Is it every day and for how long?
Of course, every day.
Every day?
Of course, like 2 times per day.
Wow. And for how long each time?
Maybe first training 3 hours, second training 4 hours.
7 hours a day?
A day. No, 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Because you need to rest, you need food.
Well, of course, of
everything.
Course.
If you lose your focus, it's finished.
And you've been doing this, I would imagine, for a long time, ever since you got into boxing. You've been very disciplined 100%. On what you eat and the kind of training that you do. I mean, that's remarkable.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you ever think one day, I don't want to get up, I'm tired, I want to just get up, have a bowl of cereal and watch The Price is Right on TV?
Exactly. People sometimes don't understand, you know, just, first of all, your family. If your family supports you, just yes, you do. If you're not, it's finished.
Well, you know, one of the things I've been realizing, I've been watching these reality shows about sports teams like HBO's Hard Knocks with NFL or with these college teams. These team sports, the coaches take care of these athletes' lives so much. They tell them when to wake up, when to go eat, when to go to the weights. But that's not the same for boxing, right? It's really solely on you.
Self-discipline.
To create your own schedule. How hard is that?
It's just a little bit. Not a little bit. It's completely different. You know, team sport and just like fighters,
right?
Like UFC or your fight, because nobody coming with you to ring, right? Nobody,
you're on your own.
Yeah, if you understand, yes. If you're not like a, you know, like a fashion guy or like, you know, fake, impossible.
Russian boxers are tough. They are really tough.
Who?
No,
well, nobody knows.
You're tough. You're
Russian.
Tough.
I'm not Russian.
You're Kazakhstan. Okay.
It's not Russian.
Used to
former
be
Soviet
part
countries.
Of the Soviet countries.
It's a long time ago, yes.
Former Soviet.
Something about that part of the world creates tough people. Do you? I guess we're going to wrap this up because I know you're busy, but do you ever get a chance to go back to Kazakhstan now, and what's that like?
Well, sometimes.
Does it feel strange?
I have friends. I have, you know, like, couple stuff in Kazakhstan. You know, just a light world. You know, just
it is.
It's, if I go into Russian, like a mosque or St. Petersburg, it's beautiful. I know history. I know, like, I like place. You know, I speak Russian. You know, just
yes.
I like smart people. I like smart people. Not just political or like, no, just true people. You know,
counts us out.
Yeah, we're screwed.
In the same situation, if I go into China, this completely different world. Yeah. China, Japan, or Malaysia is Asia. It is completely different.
Oh, different world.
Yeah. You know, if you go into, I don't know.
Do you have a favorite venue that you like to box?
Right now, we are in the Garden.
You love Madison Square Garden.
No, you like the bright
This
lights?
Is Mecca of boxing.
Yeah.
It is the Mecca, you're
I
right.
I remember my, like, long time ago, just I still very young guy, just I watch biggest fights like Muhammad. Mike Tyson.
You know, Anthony Joshua, he was here when before he fought. It was his first time. He said, you think it's a big deal to be fighting at Madison Square Garden? I said, yeah.
It's a big deal.
Don't get bigger than that, right?
Sometimes if you have dream, yes. If you, sometimes people not understand, like, oh, Garden, you know, just I like, what do you like more? If you like, you know, like a crazy show or like, you know, fancy, you know, maybe it's better for you, like Vegas.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, if you like all just hometown, you know, like,
right.
You know, you're going to, I don't know, just what do you like more?
Well, I mean, you said it's the Mecca. And the people that watch boxing at Madison Square Garden.
Absolutely.
They are very knowledgeable and they love their boxing.
It's history. It's completely different atmosphere. People, you know, just so much people, you know, just if you go into Garden, you know, like everybody looking, like everybody experts.
Right.
Not like, you know, bring your girlfriend or something, you know, drugs, you know, just something. No. Everybody loved boxing.
He
did. Like classic, you know.
Well, and we love the way you do it as well, Triple G. We wish you the very best for your upcoming fight. Now, that is at the Garden, is it not? Is it in New York?
Yeah.
October the 5th?
5th, yeah, in the Garden.
We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
You're a very confident, I say young man, because I'm at least 20 years older than you. So, but it's been a pleasure to have you here, and thank you so much, and we wish
thank
you the
you so
best
much.
Of luck.
My All pleasure.
Right. And thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back here next time.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.